She's an absolute joy. As I think it's maybe her third time now at the 10 by 9 microphone. Big warm welcome for Darcy Youngman.
A couple months ago, I messaged my teenage crush. This sentence brings a lot of anxiety for you all, I know. For high school crushes are indeed the worst inflictions we have to endure. Why, Darcy, after nearly 10 years of being out of secondary school, would you message them? In simple terms, I did it for the plot. But what I didn't anticipate and what I would learn and come to know after he replied. My high school crush was blonde, blue-eyed, tall, and had Justin Bieber hair with the fringe swept to one side. And to keep it in check, he would have to do this flicking, slow-motion action as if he was in some Hollywood blockbuster. I wasn't into Justin Bieber. In fact, I disliked him. I was into much cooler things, like performing a one-woman show of Hairspray in my bedroom. What can I say? I was not like other girls. That came much later when I discovered One Direction. My crush began after watching perform in the theatre. Alluring, no? The Amdran and his slightly delayed delivery got me. And that's why when my impending heartache started. My crush was the crush of others. Every person who liked boys liked him. He was one of the popular kids, insert grown here. And if anyone knows anything about being popular, which in this room, I doubt, being popular is like celebrity status. All you want to be when you're a teenager is popular. I wasn't not popular. I had my phase in the limelight, I suppose. When everyone in school found out I could sing, they would rush around me at break time, forming a circle, kind of like a in the round situation, and ask me to sing for them. And I did. This changed, however, when people started poking me with sticks to sing. So it became much more of a zoo situation. My chosen song was Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Don't ask me to sing it. My high school crush wasn't my first crush. That happened in primary school. I was 7. I never told him I liked him, just the usual case of telling one of my friends and them spreading it around like wildfire. He was disgusted by my affection for him. The normal, girls are so like, gross reaction. He kept his hatred for me pretty much the entirety of primary school. There was one such incident where he found an expensive keyring in his locker. He immediately was outraged by when he had got a gift. I wonder what he was like at Christmas. He told the teachers it was me, which in complete honesty, it wasn't. The accusation was unfair and unjust. I swore to get my revenge on him, which basically meant I started copying him in maths. I refused to like him anymore. I refused to like anyone ever again. I was a scorned woman. 2 days later, I had another crush. And so is the way with crushes. One doesn't work out, so you move on to the next one. The mystery of the curing was solved years later when one of my best friends admitted it was her. Things went slightly better with high school crush. I crushed him pretty much my entire high school career, which in the grand scheme of things is quite a long time. Not that I ever spoke to him. Ugh, I avoided him like he was Justin Bieber. But when he would come up to me, I would run away. And I mean full on sprint away. I never ever told him I liked him, but he 100% knew. Eventually, music class brought us together and I was forced to talk to him. We got quite close. Not friends. I wasn't popular enough for that. But friendly. He started dating girls and I started studying every night, staying in the school long hours, wishing away my teenage years. Can't I be an adult yet? The end of the crush was at our leavers party. I got a picture with him. One of my English teachers took it, because all the English department were involved in this, and wanted nothing more than for me and my crush to get married and live happily ever after. Spoiler, we didn't. The end wasn't a bang, but a fizzle. We're 16 now, and all it was a high school crush. So I followed him recently, and he followed me back. 14-year-old me would be screaming! I obviously stalked his profile, scrolled through his pictures, concerts, parties, normal 20-something state of life. He was still tall, older, no more sweeping fringe, no more Justin Bieber, thank God. I wanted him to be uglier, that I was much better without him, that he would look at my profile and say, wow, she's really done well for herself. It wasn't a need for validation, well, maybe a little bit, but so much more for a past version of myself. I messaged him, asked for his letterbox. This could be seen as sliding into someone's DMs, but I assure you it wasn't. I take letterbox very seriously. We talked, caught up in each other's lives. He watched films as much as I did. He had moved away from our home to, as I did too. He was trying to make it in the creative industry. Me too. It seems we had much more in common now, more than ever. Then he told me. He'd been in hospital. A brain tumor. Removed recently and in recovery. I was glad he was okay. That the cancer had been removed. That he was well. How can someone so young go through something so challenging? Go through something so adult? And then it hit me. We are 26. That is adult status. We are going to be experiencing adult things. I realized how much things had changed. That growing older is a reality rather than a dream. That life throws as much as it wants at you, no matter what you've been through, or indeed your age. I'd wished away my teenage years when I should have had embraced them. It made me think about all the people in my past, of all the people who had informed me. People have a larger impact on you much more than you think. It's like everyone that comes through your life, even if they're not in your future, leaves a handprint on you. High school crush had left a handprint on me, a sort of innocent, naive romanticizing of my teenage years, the almost soap-esque moments, the lingering, the yearning, as if I was in some Jane Austen novel. But now he leaves another one, a source of gratefulness, a closure. Messing him again after all these years definitely made teenage Darcy happy, but it also made present Darcy just as happy too.